Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You should have been pulled in the front, but they have faith in you. You should have been pulled.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Blocker Podcast, 2L2Z's, your boy, Mike Virginia, joined by my good friend, Britton Allen. Mike is going to be able to be joining us here momentarily. He's running a little bit behind, but Britton, happy Friday, my friend. How the hell are you?
What up, man? I'm doing great. I'm right back at it, all things fantasy baseball. A quick shout out to Jeff Erickson, who came on yesterday and in a special pre-Memorial Day podcast live stream. We had a lot of people come on. I also want to shout out Jordan because I believe he gave us a tip yesterday, and for whatever reason, I just missed it. You know, I was just talking too much or something. So shout out Jordan for that for yesterday, but we had a good time. I'm sorry you missed it, but I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. It's been a long, long, long couple of weeks. I would actually say a long month. I am crazy busy at work working a proposal. So, you know, those happen and they're fun. So
how did you propose to your wife? Do you remember?
I do.
Was it at a baseball game with one of those planes with the, Hey, Miss Virginia, will you marry me? One of those deals?
No, not quite. She probably would have killed me for that. I did, not to get too mushy, but I did propose to her like at a private room in a winery. It was a surprise birthday party, and everyone kind of stood in front of me and clapped and was like, "Hey, happy birthday." And then when she came down to see everybody, they all parted like the Red Sea, and wow. I was down on one knee.
And wow. You know,
who can say no to Mike Virginia, really?
Britton. If you don't know the answer before you ask the question, don't ask the question. You
exactly.
know what I mean? That's yeah. what they teach you that. That's the,
yeah.
You know. But well, that's awesome. Yeah, mine was totally the opposite. I had the ring. I didn't have any plans. Just one morning, she was in the closet, and I just walked up to her and I say, "Hey, look what I found," and that was it.
Did you have a Miller Lite in your hand when you did it?
It was in the morning, so yeah. No, even I have some standards. Miller Lite is only a noon.
Ah, got it.
Noon yeah, so I always wait till noon. But that was back in my younger days, though, when I actually, you know, cared about how I looked and my health and things like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I'm getting a haircut tomorrow, Britton, and I'm getting a shave just because this, you know, my work has been kicking my ass. I haven't had a chance to do anything and take care of myself. So my wife is very happy. And you can see the little gray coming in on your boy here. So,
yep. Hey, that's right, man.
Undefeated.
I hear you. You got to get a haircut every now and then. You got to spiff up. Got to look nice. Yeah.
How it goes.
Hey,
We got Eddie in the live chat. He says, hello, Mike, Virginia, Britton, and Govier. Govier will be joining us here soon. Our boy Frank is here. What's up, Frank? Hey, boys. As I'm typing, I beat the buzz. The buzz beat me to the punch. Yes, he did. He always does.
Jason looks like says, we have a new font going on there, Mike V.
I know. What I see that? That. I don't know. Happy Ronald Acuna Jr. Day from Jason. You guys are all attacking in the live chat here.
Acuna.
Dude, if you guys aren't following us in the Discord, make sure you guys do that. It's always in the descriptions. Discord is free. Get in there. Britton has his own channel. I went in there when I was using the bathroom right before this show, and I was cracking up because we had another infamous commenter on our show who ripped Britton for his Acuna pronunciation.
So. I know. An hour long of free baseball content, and this person's response was to criticize like my speech impediment because I'm not good at speaking Venezuelan names. People never, you know, it ceases to amaze me, like out of all that, that's what I said, Ronald, I said Acuna and it's Acuna.
Yeah.
And so that's what that was that person's contribution to the whole thing. So, but now look, I get it. It's better to say names right than not right. But look, I'm trying. It's not like I'm just a jerk. I'm not, my speech isn't great. I'm trying. Acuna. Ronald Acuna.
Acuna. Right. Moral of the story, folks, don't be an asshole. Okay. That's essentially what we're talking about. Right. So,
that's funny.
I did not get a chance to check out the entire stream with you and Jeff, but I promise I will get to it. I did stop in for a brief second just to see how you guys were doing and say what's up. But including myself, everybody here, make sure you guys check out the show that Britton did yesterday with Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. Make sure you guys check that out. It's they touched on a couple of guys that are flying under the radar there, little sneaky peeks that could help you out in your fantasy team. So make sure you guys check that out if you guys want to get some advice from Britton and from Jeff. So, Jeff, thank you again for joining the show. Big fan. We'd love having you on. We'll have to do it again real soon when we can get the whole crew involved. So.
Yeah, he's real busy. Obviously, he runs RotoWire and you know all that kind of stuff. So I've been trying to. You know, get him on for weeks, literally. And he was like, I can do Thursday between here and here. So I just, you know, we just had to go ahead and schedule it. But, you know, that video's out there. If anybody, this weekend, if you want to stop listening to your wife and your kids. No, why would you want to do that? You know, or if you're like Mike V, you're on the bathroom and you're like, oh, I really need to check. For some reason, being on the toilet makes me think of Britton. So I better check in and see how things are going.
I actually was working. I had it up on my phone while I was working. That's when I came by to say, hey, so well, I technically wasn't on the toilet, but make sure you guys check that out. It should be a good one. I'm going to check it out later this weekend. Hopefully get some tips from Britton and Jeff before the Monday fab hits. So Britton, let's dive right into the business time here. Hopefully Govi will join us here soon because I don't have all the cool buttons and shindigs like he does. But real quick, we talked about it before. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Get the Discord. Follow us on Twitter. You guys know the deal by now. Govier has a Patreon available starting at $3. Always does his Sunday transaction guides. Make sure you guys check that out. Sunday, I believe we're still doing a show as well for the fabulous Waiver Wire show. Getting ready for the week ahead. Make sure you guys join us there. It's going to be Sunday at 1. And then on my side of the house, make sure you guys follow me here at this yellow bubble. Here I can never get my finger right on it right there. Follow me. I'm doing daily notes and I'm also doing kind of an extension of this show, hot waiver ads, player notes, those kinds of things. Hashtag Mike VA notes, answering questions. So
I love those notes. Those Mike V notes. It's the highlight of my Twitter scroll when I get to see those Mike V notes. Great job. It's like everything you need to know. Bam, bam. You know, get your info. Mike V does it all for you, so you don't have to sit there and you know scroll through a bunch of ESPN headlines and BS like that.
Exactly right. So make sure you guys check it out. I appreciate the compliment, buddy. I love it.
Hey, real quick, Mike, do me a favor. Go to your settings and check to make sure that that your mic, that your that the mic thing is on. It's kind of, it kind of sounds like you're talking through your computer, or it could be my headphones aren't working right. It may be one or the other, but just check. But real quick, I'll keep talking while you're doing that, because so yesterday with Jeff, I was talking about Colby Thomas of the Athletics, who is a 30 home run in the minor, plus 20, you know, a 30-20 guy, just tooled up all day long. And I saw these headlines. J.J. Bleday got optioned to the minors. I'm like, holy smokes. I was like, I literally just talked about this. I got so excited. The day after I talked about Colby Thomas, I'm like, oh, S, he's getting called up. I'm like, Nostradamus. I could see the future. Oh, my God, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. Wrong.
Hey,
wrong.
Like we always talk about, man.
Yeah, they picked up two other guys. I'm like, not your number one guy? I was like, that is hilarious. Serves me right.
How does this sound, by the way? Do I sound better?
1,000 times better. There you go.
Oh, love it. Thank you. They did the same thing with Bubba Chandler. Everyone thought he was coming up when they who they optioned back down to AAA. I can't remember, but it was somebody else they brought up instead.
They brought up Mike Burrows, who, man, that dude's been around for a while too. I mean, hey, Bubba Chandler is going to get his shot in the grand scheme of things, but I do like that. I always kind of like Mike Burrows too. Yeah, but he got kind of lit. Hey, there's Michael Govier.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hit the round of applause, bud, my friend.
Happy day. Happy day to you all. Great to be here. Multiple Podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs. Thanks, everybody. Utah. Britain, Mike, you guys are the best. Continue forth. Do you notice our new font, by the way, and our little bubbles?
We were just talking about that.
It looks like we're pirates on the high seas.
Ooh.
And we're like, arg. Like that's the font you use when you do your treasure map, where you bury your booty.
What about this one? We got all kinds now. See, this is like the Halloween one right here.
Oh, that's spooky. Yeah. But then I can't read my little bubble.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I don't like about that type of font. You can't read it. I'm with you, Britton. Yeah. Anyways, happy to be here. Party. Taco Bell. Yep. Continue forth.
We just got finished doing the business time, so you are right in time for the leading off button. Hit it.
Hey, all right. Alrighty.
Our first catch of the day.
That's right. We got our first catch of the day, Mike. It is Friday, May 23rd, Memorial Day weekend. We're doing a checkpoint show. Check it in here. And what the hell's going on?
If you haven't heard by now, Ronald Acuna of the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, did you guys already talk about Acuna. That?
Yeah,
we Acuna.
Did. Yeah, that guy. What a diatribe from some guy on the internet about somebody mispronouncing Acuna.
It's the second time too. I got corrected a different time by another. So I, apparently my problems speaking Venezuelan names is creating some mad hate out there. I'm like, sorry guys, I'll work on it. I tried. Acuna.
If you want me to change, fuck you.
There you go.
I'm from the from fucking Tennessee, man. I mean, I'm doing the best I can here.
You also need to talk 80% less, apparently. So yeah. There's that. So.
80% less Acuna talk. Lock it in.
Anyways, Ronald Acuna finally makes his long-awaited season debut today for the Atlanta Braves. Obviously, if you have him, you're starting him. Jeff and Britton talked about it briefly yesterday on the show.
Great show.
Great job. Check it out later this weekend. I think we're all in agreement here that the power and the hitting stats will likely be there. Hopefully, we at least hope, but the stolen bases will likely be something left to be desired. So hopefully you can find some avenues to address that on your teams. Britton, really quick, any expectations for those who didn't check out the show last night, expectations for Acuna?
I would say less than 5 stolen bases. I bet he hits about 25 home runs, and he takes it easy on the base pass. But he was killing it in the minors, and I know they're minor league pitchers, and he should kill it. But he's had a lot of at-bats in the minors. They spent a lot of time getting him ready, getting his timing right, He didn't. While he was rehabbing, he did not steal any bases. I don't think he. I think he's got a big red light now. In the heat of the moment, is there a chance he takes off? Probably because he's just kind of a fiery competitor. But I don't think we're going to get like a 2020 season. What do you think, Mike V?
I'm with you on that. I agree that the fact that I am going to back off my original take, because we talked about it in the preseason, that I thought he'd still steal 20 to 25 stolen bases. But more and more I look at it and with how careful they were at his rehab, because if you guys remember, he was supposed to be up in the beginning of May. It's May 23rd when he's making his debut. So it sounds like they were being extra cautious with Acuña. I would agree. I would probably take the over on the five, but I would say no more than 10 to 12. With Acuña, because that's who he is, right? He's an athlete, but they're going to want him healthy. I would assume that they're going to put the brakes on him pretty good. But
do y'all want to do a guess? How many stolen bases at the end of the year?
Oh, yeah. Ronald? Hell yeah.
All right. And we don't need to do like Price is Right rules. I guess if you go over that or under, that's fine. Just, I guess, the closest to the number. I'm going to go five.
Britton goes five. What are you going, Gov?
I'm going to say 22.
Ooh, I'm going 12.
Okay.
All right, well, we got the gambit there. All right.
Yeah, we're running with the devil.
One of us is going to be right.
Yeah. Or we're all going to be dead wrong and he gets hurt tonight. I'm kidding. I hope that doesn't happen.
I'm all in, man. I think everyone's freaking out a little bit too much. This guy is a supreme talent. And no, he's not going to steal 70 bases anymore or 50, but I still think he'll give you enough steals to make it worth your while leading off at a lineup that's got a lot of ability.
There you go. And the Braves have been playing rather well. They lost yesterday, but they've been hitting the crap out of the ball. Ozuna, Matt Olson, who's a clear buy low in the beginning of the season, starting to come around now. Riley's been good. Adding Acuña to that mix is going to make that team very, very dangerous, especially with Spencer Strider now back in the mix. Hopefully, AJ Smith-Shaver and Spencer Schwellenbach can keep it going there as well. So, All right. So we talked about him. Obviously, we all know who Ronald Acuña is. He makes his long-awaited return. Outside of that, from a baseball perspective, he's just good for baseball outside of fantasy, right? So. In the show sheet here, we talk about Daniel Palencia. Anybody who put that in there, anybody want to talk about him?
Yeah, he's the guy in the Cubs situation now, right? Welcome to your latest edition of... You guys did see this, by the way. Acuña already hit a dong, so he's pretty good.
Nice.
You guys know. Oh, yeah. Long gone. Out of here. Everybody in the chat's going apeshit. Great job. He's awesome. This guy's a stud. It's going to be a lot of fun to have him on your fantasy team rest of the season. But it looks like Porter Hodge, who we lost this week, guys, all three of us, we've been on the Porter Hodge bandwagon. We jump off momentarily. We come back. And now he's just on the IL, so we don't have to worry about it. But it looks like Daniel Palencia is the current guy now, a guy I didn't know shit about, man. I'm paying attention to this shit. I really am. And Daniel Palencia is now a closer for the Cubs, apparently, and I like Brad Keller, but Palencia's gotten the save opportunities over Keller.
Yeah, I think it's Palencia as well. Even though he blew a save, but then got the save back, so got the job again. So I think it's his job until the foreseeable future. I mean, I do think he'll obviously on some off days that he'll get maybe like a Drew Pomeranz come in there and grab a save or two, or maybe even the guy that you just mentioned there. Gove, but
Bradley Keller, Britton, the legend, former Royal. Brad Allen. Let's go ride to Brad Allen in Tennessee.
Brad Allen. Brad, Chads, and Dads.
Britton, any strong thoughts on Daniel Palencia?
Yeah, I watched him play. So he blew the save this first up. His second opportunity was against the Marlins. He throws gas. He's a righty. He throws 100. And a ball was hit by Kyle Stowers, and it was caught at the warning track. He was this close from blowing two saves in a row. Now I know that's not what happened, but I think he keeps getting the save opportunities. I do like, if you can't get Palencia, I think you'll have the most saves. But I like Drew Pomeranz. Look at his game log; he's lights out. He's unhittable. I mean, and he's a lefty, so I think he's going to get some saves too. And his ratios, like. But, I mean, Palencia has had two save opportunities. He got blown up the first time. he squeaked that other one by. So but hey, that's the closer carousel, carpe diem, as we say. Ugh. Eat those French beignets because it's fried dough and it's delicious. Put a little sugar on there, put a little cinnamon on there, roll it around together, and you get Danny Palencia saves off the waiver wire. So ride it while it's hot, but I wouldn't get married to old Danny. Don't get married to anyone named Danny. I have two daughters, and look, if you bring out somebody home named Danny.
Danny McBride is pissed, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I was like, does Danny go to Florida State? Because that's where a bunch of Dannys go, you know. Or
Danny McBride looks like he went to Florida State.
Yeah, Danny's and Rickies.
We have a local strip club here called Danny's. No kidding. In Windsor, Ontario. If you're ever in the area, all male review. You looking for dongs? Forget Ronald Acuna. Come to Danny's.
Sounds like we need to make a trip.
Hey!
I'll meet y'all there.
The casino's right down the street too, so don't worry.
That's where Britton will be.
Yeah, go in there and wait for me. I'll be right over. Right.
But I think a lesson is involved in this Palencia moment, Mike.
Yeah.
All the closers that you have to deal with. If you drafted Andrés Muñoz this year, if you drafted a Josh Hader, your life is just a lot easier, man. And I'm really kind of warming up now. Maybe it's exhaustion. Over all these years of playing fantasy baseball over and over again, but I really am warming up to taking closers who I know can be the legit guy. They're few and far between. They're special. And I'm going to be more motivated to reach higher, I think, going forward next year.
See, I think I'm the opposite. Not to be the contrarian, but I think you're going to pay a higher
top pick.
Yeah, right? But if you look at... Yeah, agreed, yeah. I mean, look at...
Well, he was a top three closer option for sure.
No way.
Oh,
He was Hader, not drafted top
Diaz,
three.
Diaz, Munoz, and Bautista. Clase
was one. Clase, yeah.
Anyways, regardless, I think I'm the opposite. I'm going to be backing off of taking elite closers just because of what happens to these guys all throughout the season. Jose Alvarado wasn't drafted as the closer. Jordan Romano was. Danny Palencia is getting saves. David Bednar, there's fluctuation, and obviously Pittsburgh sucks, but the elite level closers that are going to be closing for teams. Look at Devin Williams. We got Luke Weaver closing games now, right? That was another guy that was in the top five.
If you're in a fab league, I mean, you want one good closer, and then you can just fab Will Vest or whatever closers later. But if you're in a draft and hold, obviously, you have to reach for an elite closer. You have to. And sometimes it just doesn't work out, but that's the nature of those closers. You know, closers be crazy.
Govier, I'm scaring Eddie, by the way, Mike. He's scared, so.
Let's do it really quick here. Of ADP off the board here for closers, the top five are Emmanuel Clase, Devin Williams, Josh Hader, Edwin Diaz, and Mason Miller. Of those top five, how many of those are actually closing games now? Clase still, Hader is, Diaz and Miller. But Devin Williams, he went 59th overall across leagues.
Yeah.
In NFBC, he went 47th overall, and he's no longer the closer there in New York and probably won't be for quite some time.
You know, I was thinking about Munoz was pushed up in some drafts I was in, so that raised his ADP in that situation. That's what I was thinking of. Everywhere late in the season before opening day, his stocks continued to rise for all these sharps who knew better, and it looks like they knew something. I wish I had more of him.
Yeah, he's been lights out. I don't think he's given up a run yet this year. Yeah, it's crazy.
He's been incredible.
But so is Kyle Finnegan. I mean, are you going to draft Kyle Finnegan ahead of Devin Williams? No, you know, I don't know.
No. But you look at the top 10 and going from 10 down, Johan Duran's been good. Munoz has been good. He was number 9 overall. Felix Bautista has been ass. Iglesias has been ass. Ryan Helsley's been eh. And Devin Williams. So there's like 4 or 5 closers at his name right there that are in the top 10 that have not been good. So
how's Edwin Diaz doing, Mike's? Do y'all know? I haven't paid any attention for the Mets.
I don't have any Diaz.
I don't have any Diaz either. Yeah. He kind of pissed me off last year. I drafted him last year and he was all over the place. And I have a bad taste in my mouth from him. So
fair.
That sounded weird. Sorry.
Maybe I'm changing my perspective here. I don't know. But I do feel like I drafted Josh Hader more this year than I ever had before, getting an early closer I knew I could trust. And that's worked out well for me. So one guy, most Yahoo leagues, you need at least 2 closers. There's usually 2 RP spots 8 times out of 10. So
this is my favorite font so far. This is the Red Dead Redemption 2 font.
Love it.
That's right.
I don't know how you guys are doing that.
We got one more score.
Just jump into style and start screwing around. Who cares?
Anybody want to quickly touch on David Clark? Because I do want to get into the meat of the show here.
Denzel? How dare you disrespect Denzel's name?
Sorry. Denzel Clark, the Oakland A's prospect.
Well, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
He's not Colby Thomas.
You like Colby better?
He's not.
I do like Colby better. Colby hit 31 home runs in the minors last year. Denzel hit 13. I mean, which is serviceable because he steals too. He hits the ball hard. He's got zero home runs this year, and I know home runs aren't everything, but but I like anybody that plays for the Athletics. Sorry, JJ Bleda. Wow, first rounder Vandy boy sent down packing to the minors. Ouch.
Yeah, he steals a lot of bases. Clark does.
Eddie's saying Denzel's only up until Colby Thomas passes the Super 2 arbitration date.
Thomas got some strikeout issues. We'll see about that. I'm interested too, but I'm going to be watching the strikeouts, see how that works out for Colby. But Clark looks like a speed guy who may benefit from the summertime in his Bozo ballpark. But I don't know. 25 years old, finally getting the call here. Skeptical.
There we go. All right,
Denzel Clark. Just real quick. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. But Denzel Clark, he was a standout player at the Arizona Fall League last year. Mike Govia. I don't know if you remember.
Yes.
He wasn't like Matt Mervis hot but he was, you know, from a few years ago. I remember Matt Mervis hit like three home runs and everybody drafted him in like the 15th round of their next draft. And then, you know, he's been since, you know, I don't even know where he is. But Denzel. Yeah, you're right. I think the Cubs traded him to Miami. But yeah, so Denzel Clark has kind of been building a little bit of buzz. I kind of like it for what do y'all think? Like a fab buck? I mean, buck. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like Mike says, lottery tickets, whatever. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Carpe diem. That's a good point.
Great job. All right. Let's go in order here. We're going to go next to the Ziggy and AJ, most annoying player of the week.
Oh, perfect. Right on cue. Hit me. Oh boy! Oh boy!
Hey, do y'all ever watch that podcast with that actor that played AJ?
No.
He's got a podcast with Meadow, the actress that played Meadow, and it's really popular. You should check it out if you.
I will.
Sure, he's annoying. Take your word for it.
He's so annoying, but he's not the actor is not the character. I got to get over how annoying AJ Soprano is. That's my bad.
Yeah, Gove. What is the guy that you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I thought about this a lot because there's always somebody who's, you know, jamming something in my craw. I'm pretty annoyed with Lucas Giolito. You know, he was a guy I thought would bounce back on a team that could get him wins and strikeouts and quality starts. His last start was trash, and the one before that was really good. So I don't know what to think, and he's driving me nuts. Lucas Giolito, you're killing me, man. You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, Lucas Giolito has just not looked good for years now. And I started him once. I did pick him up in one league and that's when he had that, I believe it was his start of the year and he got blown up. That really pissed me off. So now I'm officially out on Lucas Giolito until he strings together at least three or four good starts.
Giolito's had one good year.
Yeah, he really has.
And he's been living off that good year, baby. I'm all for
you're right.
it.
You're right.
But it's been a while. It wasn't last year. Or the year before that's that, right. So you know, more power to
him. It's kind of like me. I had one good year, you know, in my
oh yeah.
I'd rather have one good year than no good years, Mike V.
That's true.
Well,
that's
sure.
True.
Yeah.
I'm rocking O for 48.
I'm also really annoyed with Bryson Stott. He's sitting again tonight, and he's playing well when he seems to play, but he sits. I'm getting baffled by the Stott situation here. He doesn't have an injury as far as I know. I looked around. I really hope he doesn't fall into a platoon because that's going to be a huge bummer for me if that happens.
I don't think he will. I think maybe he just needs to get, you know, maybe this is like a mental health day, kind of get his head out of his butt. But
yeah, but he sat yesterday. He sat on the 21st. He sat on the 19th. He sat on the 16th. There's been a period here where he's on and off. But he hits leadoff in this lineup. I hope it's an injury, actually, because that would make me feel more comfortable.
Yeah, and maybe they ghost IL him or something like that to
Eddie, not cool, dude. Come on. He also says Lucas Giolito, who is hitching your wagon to? You need to quit. Eddie, I'm not hitching my wagon to Lucas Giolito. We're bitching about the most annoying players right now, and Lucas Giolito is one of those guys. Of course. Yeah, I'm hitching my wagon to Lucas Giolito. It's all do or die. If Lucas screws me, my season's over. Preposterous.
Acuna.
Acuna. Acuna. Acuna? Acuna?
I don't know. Acuna? I don't know anymore.
Yeah. My guy is Felix Bautista of my beloved Orioles. He's given up an earned run in four straight, guys. The Orioles obviously suck, and when he does get the opportunity to close, he's the reverse opposite of what he used to be. When he came in, you were like, this is lights out. We got to save. Now it's, I know for a fact this guy's going to give up a run. So for a guy that was drafted as a top 10 closer, obviously for my team as well, it's very frustrating to see just the complete opposite end of the spectrum there for Felix Bautista. Go from so dominant to walking guys. He just can't locate fastballs or that sinker anymore. So a lot of people will use the argument that it's because of his, you know, his Tommy John and he's just not right yet.
Yeah.
It's not the fact that he's not throwing hard. He's throwing perfectly fine, but it's more so the fact that he just can't locate. That's his biggest thing. He cannot locate any of his pitches. It's a location thing. Location, location, location. So, Felix Bautista, guys, Britton, any thoughts on him? Do you have any shares? Do you think they right the ship? Any danger of him losing his job?
Yeah, I think so. But I'd steer clear to him because of the whole injury thing kind of hanging out there. And I just didn't. And I like him. I think he throws hard. But by the way, did y'all watch the Red Sox game with Baltimore today? Yes. Mike V, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No,
but fine. At one point, like the Red Sox scored 12 or 13 runs in one inning, which they hadn't done since like 2003, and so they put on, you know, like their third baseman or catcher to pitch the rest of the, and of course Devers hits like his second grand slam. He got eight RBI today, hitting against position players for Baltimore, which I thought is ridiculous, but I guess that's how fantasy works. I mean, talk about padding your line. Helping your war out, because it doesn't differentiate if you're hitting against a real pitcher or a position player. But yeah, the Reds, if you had a Red Sox player today, you're doing pretty good.
Remember also, when everybody was freaking out about Rafi Devers?
Well, I mean, he was causing a lot of shit. He's been annoying this year, but he's
talking about the shoulders.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was 0-20, remember, out the gate?
Yep. Yeah, he started the first couple weeks total shit, but hitting wise,
And after today, he leads the league in RBIs.
Good for him.
Well, he should. He's on a good team. By the way, when you say Felix Bautista, we should do it the Buck Martinez way. Bautista. Bautista. That's how you say Bautista. Buck Martinez, I love him. Toronto Blue Jays, shout out
That's
to
hilarious.
Him.
I like anybody that's named Felix.
Yeah. Me too. I'm a fan.
This is cool, too, because if you guys ever go to Camden Yards, it's really tight. The intro, the wire Bautista has is an elite closer intro walkout theme. I agree with that.
Oh.
It's pretty badass. Lights go off. You hear the whistling. It's pretty cool.
Wait. Say that again. I'm sorry. I cut out. Oh, the wire?
Yeah.
Like he comes to the devil down in the hole? That song?
Yeah, right. he comes out with like, is like a whistling theme to start off with.
Oh.
Because that's what Omar does. Omar would whistle when he's walking around with his shotgun.
You know that actor died? Wire.
Yeah, Michael K. Williams. Tragedy. Heroin. Fucking
so
heroin,
talented,
man.
I mean, that was such a great role. He killed it. I'm so sorry to hear about him.
Awful. Yeah, everybody knows out there in our chat. Heroin. Opioids. Watch out for him, man. Tough break.
Omar listening.
Great. We got into two annoying players. I want to get into the give me two
seconds
here. Go ahead.
Real quick, Mike. They mentioned in the chat, and this is an annoying player for both of us because we both like him, but we're really being stretched thin on patience. Matt McClain is really pushing us. Are you done, or did you already cash out?
100% not. I am 100% in on Matt McClain. I get it. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that later in the show. I don't want to spoil
it.
I do want to get to Matt McClain.
See what happens. Not paying attention.
We're going to get some other guys as well that we get constantly on the show as well as on Twitter. So, but I want to get into the Gimme Two segment
Utah.
Here. One hitter.
Give me two.
One pitcher. Govi, I'm going to start with you. Give me a hitter that has caught your eye, that's tickling your fancy there a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, man, his thumb is a problem, but he goes in the lineup and he draws walks and he hits dongs. Yoan Moncada. Say it, Britton.
Yoan Moncada.
There it is. Yoan Moncada. Nobody's adding him. I think he's 2% rostered on Yahoo. Nobody cares. No one's buying it anymore. And I know the thumb will be like, dude, is this guy going to be hurt and have to go back on the IL? But he plays through it, even hit a home run after he may have re-injured it over the weekend against the Dodgers. So I really think Yo Mankata is a free ad at third base, corner infield, an opportunity to add a guy, the last guy on your bench, your last hitter, take a shot and add some power to your lineup if you need it.
Yeah, it's funny, the game, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday when the Guardians got rained out, I picked up Yoan Moncada and hit that three-run bomb, which he absolutely just crushed.
He still got it, man.
The guy I was playing, he was like, are you shitting me? You picked up Yoan Moncada and he actually hits a three-run homer against me. I'm like, yeah, dude, that's how it is. Everyone knows my love for Yoan Moncada when he actually played for the White Sox, which you can see up here on the screen. But I liked him going back to his Red Sox days. Little trivia here for you guys. Ooh. How did Yoan Moncada get to the White Sox? What trade was that part of?
That was absolutely a trade.
From the White Sox, wasn't it?
Yep,
from the White Sox.
Chris Sale?
Yep, correct. Chris Sale.
I could double down on that, Mike. In 2015, I saw Yoan Moncada play in person for the single A Charleston River Dogs. My buddy Steve, longtime friend, loves baseball, really good fantasy baseball player. Me and Steve sat front row right behind the home plate at the River Dog Stadium and watched Yoan Moncada with those huge shoulders and that beautiful body. Oh, I was so pumped back then. It was hotter than hell,
then
too.
Y'all went to Danny's afterwards?
We wish we were in Windsor. We were stuck in Charleston. There's probably no Danny's in Charleston, right, Brenton?
No.
We had a great, yeah, we had like, you know, we got hammered. We had a bunch of beers. It was like 95 degrees out. It was that classic, like, oh, it's so hot out. We think drinking will cool us down, but it won't. But it was a lot of fun. Yeah. So
Yoan Moncada's hitting third tonight, gentlemen, on a red hot LA Angels team. Yoan Moncada.
Hey, did you guys see this right here?
Oh, what do you got? What do you got?
This white bubble fan. Right here. I'm an Angels fan now, baby. Fuck the Rockies. What? I'm an Angels guy now. I'm out.
No. Your offer to leave the Rockies has been denied. Right. You are staying with the Rockies. Sorry.
And to top that, one other point there, the Angels, I think it was the whole season, against right-handed pitching, they're third in baseball in home runs coming into the week. On Sunday. I was like, well, the Angels, they're crushing a ton of dongs. Taylor Ward's helping that out a lot, but they do hit. Like, they just can't pitch. Yeah, they can't pitch for shit, but the hitting's there, Mike.
Tell you what, Mike, when they call up Christian Moore, then we'll flip.
We'll be Angels fans?
We'll flip the Colorado fandom to Angels. I'm down with that.
Yeah, Britton, Eddie's getting hot over it. Christian Moore might put a bid on him Sunday night.
I'm doing it. They can't. Luis Ringo is absolutely terrible. Yeah. So.
Okay. This is Theodore from Cameron and the Chipmunks. You're listening to my favorite fantasy baseball podcast, the Boronto Podcast. Okay. Two arrows, two Z's.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Speaking of the Angels, good segue. It's the guy I wanted to talk about, and I put both of them in here because I love both of these guys, and this is the reason why I put the Angels fan comment in here. I'm a big Taylor Ward and Zach Neto guys. I know we talk about different formats in here, ESPN, Yahoo, CBS, NFBC, all that good stuff. Your more competitive leagues, these guys have been rostered. But in Yahoo, would it surprise you guys to know that both Taylor Ward and Zach Neto, who have arguably been top five players over the past 3 weeks, are still only in the mid to low 70s, especially Neto, because he's been playing well ever since he came back from the IL. How is that possible?
A lot of those are dead leagues. You think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's a high 78 is a high number, right, Mike? I mean,
I think that needs to be closer to like the high 80s, low 90s.
Oh, I agree. It should. Yeah. But Britton's probably right. Yeah, it's probably just it's late May now. Okay. Teams are cashing out. People giving up. I can see that. I can see him on a roster of a bunch of guys on the IL that someone just abandoned is sitting there and wasting away all those stats.
Ugh. Yeah. I mean, I apologize. I think this is one of those things, too, where I look at it and I'm like, I don't take that into consideration, Britton. You're probably right. There probably a lot of these are just dead leagues where people aren't paying attention.
12-year-old kids and yeah. 8, 9 of his buddies started a league. They drafted, and 2 weeks later, somebody got a new bike and they don't care.
It's like a Gmail. Anybody can do it. Yeah. Anybody can sign up. That's true.
The number one hitter in baseball is Taylor Ward over the past week. The guy's been unreal after a really, really slow start to the season. So brings up this question here.
Oh, yeah, hit it. Go ahead. Yeah, you're on it.
Rick Link, who follows me on Twitter, Taylor Ward, keep or sell high? I'm going to start with you here, Gove. What are you doing with Taylor Ward at this? He is absolutely going nuclear right now. Are you buying it or are you selling high?
Well, Ward's power is for real. It's always been for real. That was my first thought when I saw this question, Rick. What's up, Rick? Make sure you follow me on Twitter, MJ Govea. Follow Britton Allen, 2 T's, 2 L's as well, on the Palazzo Podcast.
Give me 2.
2 L's, 2 Z's. You're already following Mike, @_MikeVA. You're a smart man. I could see selling high on Taylor Ward because he seems to disappoint when it comes to an injury that pops up during the year. So I'm not against it, but his power is legit. So if you need power, again, what else do you need, Rick? What's the context? What's your pitching look like? Other things we always need to know to fill in the gap. So I can only give you so much information because I don't want to just flat out tell you, this is what's going to happen. Lock me in. Not sure.
Britton, what about you, my friend? Any strong thoughts on Taylor Ward? Are you buying or are you selling high on that?
I'm buying. He hit 25 home runs in 2024. He's already up to 14. The one year it was kind of cut short because he literally got hit in the face by a pitch.
Oh, but, so bad. I watched that game live.
Oh, yeah. And you have to remember, Taylor Ward is a former first-round pick. Like, he's got pedigree. He's 31. His X-slug, exit velo, barrel rate, which is really important. He's in the 92 percentile of barrel rate in a league full of professionally paid grown-ass men who all they do is try to barrel that ball up. But he's elite at it. So, you know, as long as he's healthy, he's going to just keep hitting home runs. And Yoan Moncada now batting third. Taylor's batting fourth. So Yoan Moncada is going to get pitches to hit. They're not going to put him on base, or they're going to try not to. So, and then, you know, you got Trout coming back. Maybe there's some more lineup protection there. Yeah, I'm all in on Taylor Ward. If you drafted him, if you kept him, you're going to get dividends. Now, his batting average, you got to pay attention to that. You got to do something to offset that. Trade for Luis Arraez. No, don't do that. Or Jacob Wilson or somebody like that if you can. But his batting average ain't going to get above 230, 240. I mean, it's going to be a drain. But, you know, if he's going to hit 25 home runs if he's healthy. And that's what you want, because he hits the ball hard and he's good at it.
I think this could be a breakout year for Ward. And I'm not trying to be a prisoner of the moment, because he does already have 14. I mean, we're not even at the All-Star break. So
like a JD Martinez situation? Yeah.
I think he could hit close to 25, 30 homers, no problem.
Yeah. Yes. Eddie, without a doubt. You sound like a Sith Lord tonight, Eddie. You're dealing in way too many absolutes. Guys, stop it. The Angels are doo-doo. It doesn't matter when it comes to fantasy, Eddie. You know this. Eddie, are you purposely trying to get in my craw here? Because if a team sucks with like a, what are they, 15 games under 500 by now, 10 games under? Actually, it might be less than that, maybe. But the fantasy production is what we care about here. And you know that, Eddie. You're a veteran. Come on now. Get out of here.
It's Friday, man. He's mixing it up. He's getting down on the chat.
He's having a laugh at my expense. That's cool. I'm down with that. That's why we do the show. We want to make you guys feel good. Have a laugh. Acuna. Live it up.
I think we should get that as a button, by the way.
Yeah, I will. I'll take care of that.
I think there's a strong chance, too, that he hits a career high in batting average if he continues on this pace. This is way, way, way out, unsustainable pace is what I'm saying. But 240, 250 with 30 home runs, Britton, I'll buy that, right? Like that's a give me that all day and twice on Sundays, right?
Yes, sir. 100%. I'm buying in. And of course, that we do have to recognize there's a lot of recency bias, because literally Tyler Ward just hit a grand slam the other night.
Yeah.
The Angels have been on a red-hot hitting streak. Now, 2 weeks ago, would we have been all in on Taylor Ward? No. No.
Well, so, we did mention him last week, I'm saying.
Oh, did we? Well,
fabulous waiver wire live chat.
I guess maybe there are some leagues with Taylor Ward out there. You know, because the Angels did go through a big dry spell. But, yeah, but his hard hit metrics haven't gone through a dry spell. It's all been the same.
Yeah.
I will note that I've always been a Taylor Ward fan, just because I like the cheap 25-homer power that he has. So I'm hoping he can capitalize on that. I did pick him up after he was dropped in one league, so I'm happy. And then, obviously, I won't talk much about it, because I hammered this point on Twitter as well. I love Zach Neto. Always have. I think he is a great dynasty asset now, too. There's only three shortstops I would take over Zach Neto.
Who are they?
Go ahead. See if you guys Fernando Tatis. Well, he's not a shortstop anymore.
Lindor.
No. Nope. My three, Bobby Witt.
Dansby Swanson.
No. Hell no.
You wouldn't take Lindor? He's literally the best shortstop in baseball by all metrics. Dude.
Okay, wow, yeah. But hang on. Yes, you are. No. Hang on. Yeah, he's only three.
Stay true.
I'm going to stick with it. Bobby Witt, Gunnar Henderson, Ellie De La Cruz would be my three shortstops in Dynasty right now. If I had to pick between Lindor and Dynasty, Neto,
I got
Neto.
You. Okay.
Yeah. Give me Neto over Lindor.
I love it.
All right. Let's talk really quickly, because I do want to get into the other things in here, too. Britton, do you have anybody hitter-wise, anybody that's tickling your fancy here, anybody that you like? Or you could do pitcher.
You know, my fancy gets tickled. I go down to Danny's, and I order a big fat Jake burger.
Panini. Sure, that's their specialty there, the panini.
They love the paninis. The Cuban paninis.
I bet it is.
What are we talking about? I don't know. Anyway, so... Yeah, Jake Berger. Jake Berger is hitting home runs. He's back. So if he got dropped during, you know, when he got optioned down to the minors, scoop him up. because this is what he does, and he's going to go on a home run tear like he did last year and like the year before that. So go pick up Jake Berger if somebody dropped him when he got optioned to the minors. I also like Nick Kurtz. Nick Kurtz obviously had that huge buzz, and then Eddie Buzz. But then in May, he had an 0-20 run in May. But and so yeah, he may have been dropped because, you know, we all need results now. Carpe diem, eat your beignets. So go check to see if Nick Kurtz got dropped, because his hard hit metrics are crazy good. He had a couple of home runs already this week. So, you know, if you want, go look and see if those two home run sluggers are down there or on the waiver wire, because Nick Kurtz, a lot of home games in a AAA ballpark, he's going to hit 20 to 25 home runs. I think he's like this year's Mike Talia. So if you have Mike Talia, drop him and get this year's Mike Talia. Nick Kurtz.
The ghost of Mike, Talia.
Poor Mike Talia, man. Yeah. Oof.
Nick Kurtz is still striking out at a 34.3% K rate, which obviously is not good, but that is down, I will admit. Down from, he was up to 40 at one point.
He took two walks yesterday, just FYI. Yeah. So
small sample size, but the hard hit metrics are there. The barrel percentage is there as well as the average exit velo. So if he can get on a roll, you know, I don't hate that call there, Britton. He could be this year's Mike Talia, and I think there's a chance that he could still get the 20 home runs if they continue to play him. But I do think he's going to have to improve on that K rate as the year goes on, which it looks like he already is.
It's getting better.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Real quick, I just want to do a rapid fire really quick, because this is the Gimme Two segment. Gove, next to you here, do you have a hitter or a pitcher that you want to talk about?
I decided to throw in Colton Gordon. I don't feel super confident about it, but that's the one I threw on the document here. He's starting Sunday for the Astros. Ronel Blanco, IL, out. Yep. They need this guy. Struck out 7 in his last outing. Was much better than his debut.
There you go. Colton Gordon, make sure you guys check. Give him a look if you guys are in need of starting pitching. My guy, I'm going to go with another pitcher here. Ryan Weathers looks great in his second start back with Miami. He should have already been picked up by now, but if he's not, he's a guy that I would be prioritizing this Sunday. A
lot of fat bucks.
Yep, to get him. I know he plays for the, I'll use the vernacular that we've used already on the show, doo-doo Marlins. But at the same time, too, Ryan Weathers is a guy, strong lefty, 5-pitch mix. I love Ryan Weathers' rest of season.
He's got some, just FYI, buyer beware, he's got some tough matchups coming up.
He does. You're right. I was getting ready to note that.
Rank them here, Mike.
Weathers, Zebby, Warren, and Birdsong. Ooh, okay. This is a good one. Ooh. I'm going to go Weathers, Warren, Birdsong, Zebby.
Britton?
I'm going Warren number one. I watch Will Warren. He kind of had a rough start to the year, but his stuff has been wicked. I don't know what happened. Coaching, life, love. I don't know.
Danny's. He went to Danny's. That's
he went to he went to Danny's for a Jake. He went to Danny's for a Jake Burger.
Yeah.
Hey, there are no Jake Burgers in the VIP room. I hate to break it to y'all.
Wow. But, they have him alive.
They don't
Man. Look. Yeah, it's crazy good how good Will Warren has been his last couple starts.
Who doesn't have burgers, Mike?
Danny's doesn't have burgers. They have footlongs there, I thought.
And footlongs and paninis. That's right.
Wow. Great job. Dude.
Anyways, I'll go. I love Birdsong here. I think somebody, I actually had a trade offer. I'll just piggyback on this, Harry. Somebody offered me Matt Shaw for Hayden Birdsong the other day, straight up, guys. Head-to-head cats, 12-team lead.
Trade. That's a fair trade.
It would be a matter of need, really.
If I need redraft?
Yes. Well, keepers. Sorry. Okay. So keepers.
I'm sorry. It was a keeper trade for.
It was a keeper.
Did
for
you
Birdsong,
have Birdsong?
I have Birdsong.
Or did you have Shaw?
I have Birdsong. He wants to give me Shaw. Head-to-head cats.
Oh, dude, I'd do that in a New York minute. Yeah, give me the everyday third baseman for the Cubs for the next 10 years. Absolutely. Yeah.
Usually I agree. I like to take the hitters in head-to-head cats most of the time. But I will say in this case, where league context matters, folks. Good lesson here. You can't stream as much in this league. There's only 4 ads a week, and having a better pitching staff matters in this league. So I decided to decline it. It was really tough, though. I may come to regret it, but I love Hayden Birdsong, dude. I'm just a big fan. I think he's for real.
Okay.
That's why he's on your dynasty team or whatever, right?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Britton, you got a second player before we move on to the return of the Mac, because I want to go through those.
Gavin Williams is back. His cutter, it was working. His last start, he was unbelievable. He looked fantastic. As you all know, we have at the Palazzo podcast, we've literally been talking up Gavin Williams for 2 years. It's been so long, I can't even remember it. Yeah. He's had ups, he's had downs, he's had injuries, but he is peaking right now, looking great. His stuff is Bieber, you know, Cy Young Award Bieber-esque. I love Gavin Williams. If for some reason somebody dropped him, go pick him up. Another just real weird stash that I like personally is Jacob Mizrowski from the Brewers. Now, I know that Jose Quintana is on a rehab thing. I know they have Brandon Woodruff getting better, Acuna.
Savali just came back.
So, yeah, Savali's back. I totally hear all that. But they can't keep Jacob Mizrowski down that much longer. He's killing the minor leagues. He's rocking 103 on the gun. He just looks great. He's wiping out all these hitters. So I was looking at it, and you know, I'll have to recheck it because I did this a day or two ago. But it looks like May 27th is an open day for the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't know if Woodruff's going to make that start. I don't know if they're going to call him up. I don't know. But they're playing Boston. They don't have a starter scheduled, and that would be right in line with Jacob Mizrowski's start. Now, I don't know any of that. I'm not an insider. I don't know. But Jacob Mizrowski for the Brewers, he's AAA Nashville, so yes, I am somewhat biased. But so he's been unbelievably awesome. So go ahead and stash him. Freddie Peralta, Chad Patrick, Quinn Priester is going to – here's what I think. Quinn Priester is going – if he's got options, he's getting sent down. He is terrible. He is literally terrible. I've seen him pitch. He can't throw a strike. He doesn't throw gas. He's a walk machine. I think they're going to demote Priester if he's got options and send up Mizrowski. That's my rant. Brewers rant of the day.
I actually like him tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
He had a good start. I totally get it. And anybody looks good against. Oh, by the way, did y'all see that Andrew Vaughn got optioned?
Demoted.
Did y'all see that? I read it and I was like, that was their first round pick from not too long ago. I was like, holy moly, it sucks if you're a first round pick of the Chicago White Sox. And you get demoted. You've made somebody mad, you know.
Where are we at on the White Sox win tracker, by the way?
I think you can go ahead and send that money to Venmo. We lost the banner. Let me put that banner. There you go. Right down there. Go ahead. Send it my way, Uncle T. I think that's already a lock, I would say.
Sorry, lock it in. Yeah.
How many wins do they have? Who has more wins, the Chicago White Sox? Or the not Colorado. Colorado's got to be dead last, right?
White Sox have 15. The Colorado Pirates have 17, and the Colorado has 8.
No offense, no offense, Mike V. How many wins do the Orioles have?
One better than the White Sox.
This season's over, man. I hate to say it, dude. It's such a bummer because it's only May. This is a lost year, and that's a tragedy. It really is.
It's frustrating. It's gotten to a point where I don't even watch the games anymore because I'm so pissed off watching them play. They can't hit. They strike out a lot. Anyways, I'm not going down that road.
Yeah, let's not do it. You're right. Good man. Yeah. Let's not do that.
Let's get into the Return of the Mac segment here really quick because I do want to breeze through a couple of these. We already talked about Ronald Acuna making his return. Already hit a home run. Matt Vierling. I don't have info on him. Go
back tonight, baby.
Is he? He's been activated.
He's activated. He's not in the lineup, but he is activated. That's a lock update live. Good matchup, too. Job versus my boy. I didn't even mention Slade Ciccone in the gimme, too, because it's so obvious I keep pushing him. Slade Ciccone, Slade Ciccone, Slade Ciccone, Slade Ciccone. What a matchup. I wish I was at Comerica over here right now watching Slade versus Job. What am I doing?
It's 2-0 Cleveland. Great Slade matchup. Ciccone is 3 innings pitched, 1 hit, 2 walks, 1 K. Job is through 3 1/3, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 2 Ks. So
I picked up Slade Ciccone in the in one of my Fab leagues because of Mike Govier.
Yay!
I picked it up and I started him with Kaufman.
I started him in one league too.
Yeah,
I love you guys.
I believe in it.
Thank you, Britton. Good man. All right.
Yep, I started him as well in one of my Mike Virginia Invitational leagues. Hopefully, he continues a strong start because of Mike Govea. See, we learn from each other on the show, guys.
Well, damn right. Well, I never would do a team. We'd be unbeatable.
Yeah.
Without Mike Govea's insight on that, I never would have picked him up. Never.
Yep.
Because for whatever reason, he's just, I don't know why. It's just like some players that just have blinders on. Like,
oh, I
just,
hear you.
Great job.
It never would have occurred.
That's a real thing. That is a real thing. Yeah. Who else is back, Mike?
All right. We talked about Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Soon.
I feel like we've been waiting. He's the Gavin Williams on the hitting side. I feel like we've just been waiting for him to come around and finally put it together, but just can't stay healthy. So. We love the ballpark. We talk about it all the time at Great American Ballpark there. Christian Encarnacion Strand still got that 30-homer pop. Hopefully he stays healthy this time. Justin Martinez makes his return, the closer for – or the aforementioned closer for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I have a – somebody asked a question on this the other day. Would they drop Shelby Miller? And
– yep.
Britton sold me on this point a long, long time ago, and I'm wise in this season here. I'm happy that Justin Martinez is back. I do have a couple of shares, but if I own Shelby Miller and I'm able to afford both of them, I would still hold Shelby Miller because this is an injury that he had arm fatigue with throwing that hard. They're going to throw him back in there, and guess what he's going to have him do again? Throw hard. So that's not something that I'm willing to put all my eggs into that basket and just quickly throw away Shelby Miller. I need to see it for a little bit. And I do think they're going to split turns and close for that role because Shelby Miller's been pretty good in that spot. But Britt, any strong thoughts on Justin Martinez?
Hey, he's great. He's talented. He got the contract. He deserved it. He's electric. I wish they would let him stay on the IL longer. When he came back, he's already been on the IL twice, by the way. This was his second stint. When he came back from the first one, you could tell he was still injured. And so they put him off again, and then they do like the minimal time. You got to protect this guy from himself. I think he's super talented, but it's too soon. I know Shelby Miller hadn't looked great, but too soon. I wish they would give Justin Martinez a little bit more time. The Arizona is a great team. They're going to win games. They can manage with Shelby Miller for a couple more weeks, but anyway, no one cares what the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to do what they want to do. But 100% keep Shelby Miller until you see a couple good starts with Justin Martinez. Don't just assume, oh, Justin Martinez is back. I can drop Shelby Miller. That's not the case at all. He's already been on the IL twice. He's a hard throwing closer. The odds of him going back on the IL are way higher than everything working out. You know,
agreed. Yeah, good points there, Britton. Jordan Alvarez hitting off a machine today. He is progressing, which is good. Always good to see Jordan Alvarez back and hitting because he's good for baseball and hits the piss out of it. So, yeah, I'm with you, Frank. I have him in one league. I've been hoping he'd be back by now. I do think there's a strong possibility if obviously he continues with his rehab. I do think there's a possibility we see him mid-next week, Wednesday or Thursday there, Frank. So, fingers crossed there. I'm thinking that's the case, but we'll see. Ian Happ made his return back from an oblique injury a couple days ago, so he's back in the lineup. Aaron Nola, mound work this weekend. Bryce Miller, stim game today. He could return next week without a rehab stint. Jordan Westberg, a guy that a lot of people were very high on going into the season, is expected back early June. Casey Mize returns tomorrow for his start. I'm a big Casey Mize guy. I ended up dropping him in one league. Yeah, because I didn't have IL space, so I ended up dropping him. But I'm going to see how his start goes tomorrow, and if I like it, obviously I'll try to pick him back up. But and then Lane Thomas returns from the wrist injury yesterday. He's not in the lineup tonight.
Had an RBI. Cool. Great job, Lane Thomas. Nobody's paying attention. Here it is. 2 for 2. Just want to update. Kotsen Acuña updates. 2 for 2. Home run and single. So,
hey, Harry Brooks, the law firm.
Harry Brooks also had, can you rank these relievers? Hoffman, McGill, Martinez, Bautista.
Ooh, Britton, kick us off, buddy.
McGill, number one. Hoffman has blown 3 saves. He's looked, it's been crazy how bad his run is for Jeff Hoffman. So McGill, one. I would do Hoffman, two. I mean, his stuff still looks good. He's just been getting hit.
Yeah, so it's McGill, really weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I would go McGill, Hoffman, Bautista, Martinez. What do you think, Govier?
If you look at this. So this was a couple weeks back. Hoffman got lit up twice on May 6th and 7th. Then he comes back, does back-to-back strikeout the side saves against Seattle. Dominant. Then he gets murdered a few days later against Tampa Bay. Then he settles back in, gets another save, and then he gets the disappointing outing on May 22nd yesterday. So, all this to say that I'm not bailing on Hoffman. They signed him to a two-year deal, I believe, at least 2 years. Maybe it was three.
I think it was three.
He's their guy, man. Hoffman's not going to get out of that job, I don't think. And I think he'll figure this out. So give me, I'm going Bautista, McGill, Hoffman, Martinez.
I'm going Bautista, Hoffman, McGill, Martinez.
Okay.
There we go. All right. Real quick, I want to talk about some guys on the bye segment because a couple of these guys have already gotten brought up in the chat. Three relievers that are, and this is the buy, like you're buying them, not buy, like see.
All right, right, yeah. We have buy. Okay. Money, money, money.
Yeah, we're buying them. Right. Right?
BUI.
So I want to talk about
three. I totally got that wrong.
Me too. Yeah. I thought
we were Justin Timberlaking these suckers.
You know, right?
In the show sheet, yeah. In the show sheet, it's spelled BUI, not BYE. So
I made that too.
Yeah, but the song, but hey, look, the show sheet's great. But we're talking about Justin Timberlake. Okay.
Beautiful.
International
man.
Superstar. And when he says bye, 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 I'm sorry, show sheet or not, it means what it means. You know?
Who's the homer, me or Mike Virginia, by the way, Jay Bird? I need clarification.
I think he's talking about me because I put Bautista first.
Still pretty good pitcher.
Closer rankings. Yeah.
Nobody likes McGill. I mean, he's
I do. I put him third. I put him two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, these players I want to quickly talk about who are not closers. We never talk about like holds leagues. We never talk about holds guys.
Sure.
Huskar Brazban for the Mets, Randy Rodriguez of the Giants, and Abner Uribe of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Excuse me. I beg your pardon, Mike V.
Go ahead.
We just talked about these guys yesterday. Randy Rodriguez and
Did you really?
I saw Randy Rodriguez on the timestamps, but I don't know anything else yet.
So. Right hand to man. I did not watch or pick up on that. I picked up Randy Rodriguez in my home league like Sunday.
Me too. So we talked about him with Jeff Erickson, which you weren't on that show, so obviously this is.
Yeah,
but you know, it doesn't take a genius to see how good he's been.
Yeah.
So 20 innings pitched, 30 Ks.
He's a stud.
Three wins. Dylan Cease doesn't have three wins. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
Yeah, Randy Rodriguez is awesome. So, good, great call.
We play in a K per nine league in my home league. So, I have Randy Rodriguez. I'm hoping to get Brazban as well. And then Abner Uribe has also looked really good. These guys are just K machines. If you play in a holds league, these guys should already be owned. But we talked about on the show also a strategy to implement maybe some of your leagues, especially in head-to-head formats. If you're weak on starting pitching and you have a lot of like pitcher spots, not necessarily SP or RP, but Ps, you can throw these guys in there to boost your ratios as well as get some solid Ks from these guys as well. So I just really quickly wanted to talk on those guys. We already talked about Will Warren. Jordan Romano, who a lot of us poo-pooed earlier in the season, has looked phenomenal since the Jose Alvarado news as the closer there for Philly. And then Michael Harris II, I'm buying him if somebody's looking to sell him. With Acuna back, I still like that lineup. I know he has not been good. Same thing with Ozzie Albies. They both have not looked good so far. I do think they might turn it around. I think you're never going to have a cheaper value for Michael Harris II. What do you guys think on that?
That's fascinating.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Gobi.
Well, first off, a few things here. By the way, G-Bird saying, love this pod. Talk about things that matter in fantasy. That's right, my brother. Old school listener and watcher. G-Bird, you're the best. Works at a casino, by the way. Isn't that cool? Ooh. He sent me a casino shirt, a DraftKings shirt. I still got it, G-Bird. It's in the closet. Randy Rodriguez is good, but I don't think we're talking holds, right, Mike? We're not talking closer. Like, I don't think
we're talking holds. No.
No, I know that. I'm just saying. But some people in the chat are saying, yeah, this guy could be the closer now. I'm like, they still have Doval first. So Rodriguez is not there yet. He's a good holds reliever, no doubt. K9, excellent. And then as far as Michael Harris II, I love him. I have him in many leagues, and I thought he'd be really good this year. And he's been trying my patience, only for putting him in the lineup, because I'm never going to drop his ass. So I agree. Right. I'm all in invested on Michael Harris II, so I'm going to join you in saying he is a buy. Memorial Day weekend checkpoint. Come back to me on July 4th. I think Michael Harris will be much better off than he is today.
Strong thoughts there with Michael Harris. Are you in on him?
Not really. Yeah, he's always underperformed his tools. He bats seventh, or he's been batting eighth.
Yeah,
and that's even before Ronald Acuna comes out. And I liked him, you know, preseason as like a 2020 or whatever. But it's just when you're batting eighth and you're an outfielder, you want your outfielder, you know, whether it's a three outfield or five outfield, you want that outfielder to be in the top three, somewhere in that mix. If you're starting an outfielder that bats eighth, it depresses RBIs, runs, everything. If from a major league standpoint, like if you're batting eighth, you're not expecting that guy to get any steals or anything. I mean, you know, get on base, that's great, but I don't know. That's kind of what bugs me about Michael Harris. Not the second for the Atlanta Braves is not the talent. It's just where he lines up. Like it's just not a great situation, unfortunately, for Michael Harris. But talent wise, yeah, I think he's good. If he was batting leadoff, all in. But with Acuna back,
trouble.
I don't know. What do y'all think?
Becker Harris rest of season.
Is this a debate?
Still give me Michael Harris, man. I like Jordan Beck a lot, man. This is a Rockies podcast through and through, but I love Michael Harris. I like
what about
the,
this
the,
one.
Sorry, I like the value on him. I don't necessarily
Warder Harris.
Give me Ward.
Oh, so there you go. You change your tune immediately.
Yeah,
I am actually
with Ward, absolutely.
I'm actually just looking at his page on FanGraphs. Michael Harris the second. And Harris just stole second. Good. Yeah, he can steal bags. There's no doubt.
There you go.
Way his expected go. Batting average. I know expected stats aren't everything, and I rarely rely on expected stats personally and professionally, if we are professionals, which I don't think we are. We'd like to be, though. But he has a 50-point XBA versus his BA, 225 to 275. Slugging should be a lot higher, too. But his hard hit is down 6% from last year. He's not hitting his ball as hard. He's barreling less. So I'm hoping that that's not a sign of a more permanent thing. Because someone said Jason Hayward in there, that he's the next Jason Hayward. That really freaked me out, man. That did. Because if that's the case, if Michael Harris II is Jason Hayward now, I'm going to be really bummed out about that.
That's Ooh. Insulting.
I know. It seems so cold, but it slightly rang true for a minute, which freaked me out.
Yeah. All right. Really quick, I want to do this segment here because I put some work into this, and this is something that I get asked a lot about people. I want to be mindful of time, so we'll make it quick. Hold or fold here is a segment I do on Twitter. Hold means you're holding them, you're not dropping them. Folding means you're dropping them for somebody else that's on the waiver wire.
You got to know when to hold them.
Know
when to hold them. Know when to walk away.
Walk away. Know when to run.
Do you ever see Kenny Rogers' Jackass on Mad TV? That was so funny.
Yes.
It's so Mad TV, not
Will Sasso.
Yes. It's so good, man. Oh, glad. All right. Hell yeah. Right. Sorry. Go ahead.
So these are the guys I get asked a lot about on Twitter. And hey, Mike, can I drop these guys? Let me ask you guys these questions really quick. We're going to start with Christian Walker. You holding, you folding? Britton, start with you.
I'm folding.
Yeah.
I'm folding. This isn't the year for Christian Walker. I'm going to fold Christian Walker, and I'm going to pick up Jake Berger or Nick Kurtz, and I'm going to toss them back in the pot, as they say. Is that what you do when you play poker? Not in the pot, in the muck. Yeah.
In the muck.
Yeah, I'll fold them, and I'm going to take that wild card. I'm going to take that Nick Kurtz wild card, see what happens. Or hell, I mean, what's the difference between Christian Walker and Ty France? Is there that big a difference?
Wow, dude.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Wow, dude.
I'd bank off just the historical context and stats with Christian Walker compared to Ty France, just off of that alone. But I hear what you're saying. Go hold or fold Christian Walker.
I didn't like Walker coming into the year. I have zero shares. Having said that, he's still hitting the ball like he always does. Barrel's still at a double-digit rate here. So I think there's probably some home runs to come this year for Christian Walker. So I guess even though I have no shares, maybe I'll grab one. Maybe he's worth a buy low.
I am holding him for a couple more weeks when Yordan Alvarez comes back and see how that changes things up. Hopefully Alvarez's hand is healed. He'll start hitting the ball more. Maybe that's a little protection line up there for Walker. All right. We talked about it here. Matt McClain. Are we holding or are we folding?
Hold!
I get asked this question 100 times a day.
Hold.
Britton, hold or fold McClain?
If you've held him this long, I say just keep holding.
Yeah.
Just keep holding. Preseason, Mike V talking smack, talking trash when Matt McClain hit two home runs off three dudes that don't play in the major leagues anymore in spring training.
That's right.
That's what happened. So, so yeah, we're going to hold on Matt McClain.
I already know Govier's answer, so we're good there. Heim is also a hold there as well. Mark Vientos, who was scratched today, so I know that a lot of
Mark
people
Vientos was scratched today.
He was,
yeah,
okay.
So, but let's just say he's not scratched and he's playing today. Mark,
I thought
Vientos,
he's playing second. My bad.
I think they called up Ronnie Mauricio, if I'm not mistaken, or there's rumors of them calling up Ronnie Mauricio. Neither here nor there. Gov, I'll start with you. Mark Vientos, hold or fold?
I'm going to hold him. I can't fold on Mark Vientos. It's a good team situation. Yeah. I'm not folding at all. Give me Vientos. Give me the Vientos. I don't care what anybody says about his fielding. I'm taking Vientos still because the shares I do have, I'm not going to want to get rid of. I might look to add maybe one or two Vientos shares in some trade leagues I have because I just know there's more in the tank here. I don't see any real sign that freaks me out in his peripherals other than that he's just not getting the breaks.
He does have an oblique injury, it looks like.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so you're right. I apologize. I was completely wrong. I think they batted him second yesterday. Today's a new day. He's not in the lineup today. So, yeah, I'm folding Mark Vientos. If it's a redraft, I'm folding. If it's Dynasty, I'm 100%. I'm going to buy low because he's a 30 home run player. But, yeah, in redraft, I would drop him and I'd go pick up Addison Barger, third baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays.
One home run this month for Vientos. One.
Yeah. I'm holding as well on Vientos simply because of the fact is I love the lineup. So once the oblique injury, if I have the IL room, that's a big thing because he will hit the IL with this oblique injury.
I'd drop Vientos for Miguel Vargas if he was available because I assume Vientos is in your corner. So I pick up Miguel Vargas.
I love this. I like, you know, when you get that notification, when your phone pops up with that Yahoo notification, like, oh, something just happened. Someone hit a home run on my team. Oh, it's Mackenzie Gore has changed his status from healthy to day to day. So it's a buzzkill notification of Mackenzie Gore. More to come on that. Shit.
9 Ks.
Yeah, right. He was pitching.
So
great.
We talked about him last one here because we're getting tight on time. Marcus Semien got dropped to ninth in the order, boys. Ninth.
Trash.
So you're folding on Marcus Semien. Fold.
Yeah.
I am breaking news here. Breaking news here, because I have been saying it for quite a while now. With this news, I am out now on Semien. He is a fold. I did say today to somebody to hold him a little longer, but with his spot drop in the lineup there, I just don't, the Rangers are not a good hitting team as collectively as a whole, maybe outside of Wyatt Langford, but this is the only person I would drop on this list is Marcus Semien. Bye. If I get burned by that flame, oh well. I'm fine with that. But I he's a liability at this point, especially batting ninth.
Been bad all year, man. I just don't see this one getting better. There has not been any signs I can lock into to say, oh, Marcus Semien's gonna pick it up. Other than that, he has a past that shows production. I'm very concerned, and I'm glad I don't have him anywhere except one dynasty league that I inherited him in, and I should have traded him preseason.
There we go.
Josh Smith for the Rangers batting second.
Yes.
Love that.
I'd much rather have Josh Smith. I would.
Yeah,
me too.
Same. All right. Any closing thoughts, boys, before we head out of here?
Oh, Mackenzie Gore seems okay, hopefully, says EAL Day. Took a comeback or off the leg. Okay, great. Yay! That's a great closing thought to feel good about. I'll tell you this. I was already saying May is a great month to make trades, to buy low. I really feel like May, of all the months, guys, is the month where guys reveal themselves that maybe we didn't quite know would do it or that delayed and struggled early, but then got it going in May. Drake Baldwin, we haven't talked about him on the show much. He's been tearing it up for the Braves this month. Sean Murphy has become a partner now with him. At the very least, it seems to be a partnership between Murphy and Baldwin in that catching spot for the Braves. So things like that reveal themselves. And May is a great time to make trades. This weekend's a great time to make some more trades if you play in a trade league. If not, I know this sounds maybe like I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth. It's also a good time to still be patient. I do believe that to be the case, but it's also context-based. If a guy's showing you who he is, like Marcus Semien, you should have already dumped him, in my opinion. A guy like Matt McClain is younger, has his best days ahead of him, still hits the ball pretty well, steals a lot of bags, does give you something, shows you that there's a reason to stay cool and maybe buy into him.
Britton, any closing thoughts before we head out?
Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Hey!
Are we doing a Sunday show, gentlemen?
I will.
I'm in too.
I'm not going anywhere. But, you know, a lot of normal people do travel for Memorial Day, you know. So I assume we're not going to get a whole lot of views. Or
I-75 is jam-packed going up north in Michigan on Memorial Day week. Right now, Friday night, it's probably hell
noodle
on earth on I-75.
Boats, noodle salad. And what else do they do?
Beer, of course. Lake? Beer.
Oh, yeah.
And Danny's.
And Danny's. Danny's and Ricky's. And they go to Danny's and get those Jake burgers.
Paninis are selling like hotcakes.
The one-on-one Jake burgers in the VIP room. Those are expensive.
Thank you guys very much for joining. We will see you guys in Frankston on Sunday. You should be too. 1 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you guys are following us all at our little yellow bubbles here at @_MikeVA, at Britton Allen, 2 T's, 2 L's, and at MJ Govier. All of the Palazzo crew, Robbie Baseball, Big Gentle Ben, and even Sam Wershing's floating around on Blue Sky there. So make sure you guys check him out. Thank you guys very much for joining.
Can we do one last quick quiz? Just quick quiz. All right. Who is leading off for the Braves today? An outfielder. You may have heard of him. Mike Govier.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Mike Virginia.
Jared Kelnick.
Have a great Friday. I'll see y'all on Sunday.
We'll see Acuna, Mike, so we can all test our Acuna ability. All right. Love the show. Love you guys. It's awesome. We're out of here.
All right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun, quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.